Hey, it's Alex from Remote Work Life Podcast. I hope this finds you well wherever you may be in the world. And thank you for joining me once again for another episode of the Remote Work Life Podcast. It's much appreciated. And today we're going to talk about encouraging a healthy work-life balance for yourself and your team. This is really key, really important. Something that I've benefited from in the various teams that I've worked in. I've been lucky to have managers, lucky to have colleagues that appreciate the benefits of having balance in work and life. And before I go on, I'd stress that work-life balance is I guess different from person to person. It's not something that is a one-size-fits-all. What's balanced to some is imbalanced to others. And by balance, I don't necessarily mean that everything is in perfection. Balance means that you are managing and optimizing your work and your life so that you, optimizing your work so that you can benefit from everything that that life has to offer as well. So that's something that I've managed to do myself. It's not an easy thing to do. It's something that requires work, but from the perspective of working in a team, and if you're managing a team, it's something that's really important. And there are just a few tips that I wanted to share in order for the hopes that you can use these tips, if you're not doing so already, in order to help yourself and members of your team to experience that balance, because that balance can lead to better well-being for yourself and your team, and therefore hopefully a more productive team. So here are, I guess, four tips, let me suggest to you, that I've either used myself or have had those shared with me by other people who work on a remote basis. So leading by example, especially if you're a manager, if you're not in balance, if you're out of sync with work and life, then it's going to be very difficult for you to recommend to your team that they should be in balance, because they're going to follow your example, or they're perhaps not going to, your credibility is going to be questioned in terms of, okay, if you're not managing and balancing your work and life, then how then can you have that credibility to say to your team, or to impress upon your team, the importance of work-life balance? So you need to demonstrate a healthy work-life balance by setting your own clear work hours and respecting your personal time. And hopefully that will encourage your team to do the same thing. So that's number one. Number two is open communication. So creating an environment where your team members feel comfortable about discussing their work-life balance, their challenges, their successes, and even sharing with the rest of the team the things that are going well. And also even discussing well-being as well. I mean, not everybody's going to be comfortable discussing well-being on a one-to-one basis, let alone on a team basis. So you have to be empathetic in that area and understand who want to talk about it and who doesn't want to talk about it. But I think it's something that it should be encouraged, at least, or at least even if you can't discuss it in a team, I think there should be channels in which it can be discussed privately if the individual wishes to do that. So open channels for communication. This can be also achieved through regular check-ins, or check-ins when you both agree, and creating a space for open dialogue, whether that's, as I said, in a private forum or amongst your teammates. So number three is setting clear expectations. So clearly communicating your work hours. So everybody needs to be encouraged to communicate their work hours, if that is possible, and availability with your team. And it might be that this is done through shared calendars. So You don't necessarily have to show everybody everything that's on your calendar, but at least if they can see you, see, you know, when you're working, when you're not working, this transparency helps to manage expectations and reduces interruptions. And it shows that you're attempting at least to create that balance that you're striving for. So that's number three on my list. Number four is celebrating achievements. So take time to celebrate your achievements and milestones to maintain a sense of accomplishment and achievement, because, you know, work is work, and work can feel like you don't want to be feeling like you're working and you're not sort of making any progress. So any acknowledgement of a specific achievement or a specific milestone, no matter how big or small, can help to encourage a healthy and balanced working environment. So I hope those tips have helped. If you can think of any other tips, please, by all means, do share them. You can do that by sharing with me personally. My LinkedIn details are in the show notes below. Or by all means, leave a review with your suggestions, with your questions, and I'd be happy to read each review. And of course, if you have any ideas or ideas for guests or for episodes on the Remote Work-Life podcast, please do reach out to me via LinkedIn and let me know. But until next time, I wish you all the best.